Blog Talk Radio.
Already yours. You got to know that that devil is defeated. You got to say bye-bye to some stuff, you know. You got to get happy and just start shouting and let the devil know he ain't got nothing here. Hallelujah. I'm playing a little this here for Beverly about believing. And you got to say bye-bye to some pain. You got to say bye-bye to trouble. They're not your portion. So I'm playing a little of this for her. Thank you for joining. That's my sister Beverly. I trust in you. Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Evangelist Ursula if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer.
Hallelujah. Father God, we come to the throne of grace this morning. Just thank you for another opportunity to praise, worship, glorify, and honor you. You're King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we thank you, God. We thank you for being mindful of us. We thank you for knowing every hair on our head. We thank you, God, that you're concerned about our well-being. We thank you that you gave your only begotten Son, hallelujah, because you knew we couldn't pull it off. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the fire of the Lord, hallelujah. We thank you for rivers of flowing water in our belly, God. We thank you that your word is life. Hallelujah. Your word is life, God. We thank you that you're the answer to every situation and circumstance. We thank you that we come from a place of victory. Hallelujah. Because the victory is already ours. Hide us behind the cross, God. Forgive us for our sin, past, present, and future, known and unknown, God. Forgive us and cover us in the blood. Saturate us, hallelujah, from the inside out. This body got to obey the Spirit. The Spirit says, I'm whole, healed, delivered, saved, blessed, anointed in the word of God. We believe your word and stand on your word, God. We trust your word, hallelujah. We apply it, hallelujah. We rightfully apply your word to our lives, God. We walk upright, hallelujah, abounding in your word, God. We thank you for showing up, hallelujah. Rise up, God, in your power and your might. Rise up in your glory, hallelujah. When praise and worship go up, blessings come down. Bless your people, God, hallelujah. Bless us, God, everything we touch, say, and do, God. Bless us going in and coming out in the name of Jesus. Traveling grace to and from in the name of Jesus. Let the blood cover us. Hallelujah. Let the blood cover us, God. Hallelujah. Forgive us for our sins, God. Walk us, hallelujah, in holiness and righteousness because you are holy and in Christ I'm holy. I'm holy and I have right standing in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for loving us and knowing our name, God. We thank you, God, for never leaving us or forsaking us. You're a mighty God, and we thank you for hearing, receiving, and answering our prayer, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. It might form, but it can't prosper in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. The life and death is in our tongue. We speak life over ourselves. We shall live and not die. Hallelujah. We thank you for dominion and power. Have your way in us and through us, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for that beautiful prayer. Thank you, Ursula. Thank God for you.
Hallelujah.
The Lord have instructed me to make sure everybody understand we are repositioning into the heavenly sanctuary. That's what God wants us there. And he wants us there for a lot of reasons. So hopefully this week we will discuss some of those reasons why we need to reposition in this sanctuary. Matter of fact, you want to be where Christ said, and you want to know that you know you're where you're at because it's a better covenant. It's a guaranteed covenant. It's guaranteed, man. You don't get any better than that. I don't know what your sanctuary guaranteed. I don't know what your tabernacle guaranteed. But this is a guarantee of eternal life by you being in the heavenly sanctuary. So we're going to start off with, let me see. Pastor, you got anything you'd like to say before we get started? But we're just really happy to have you back. Evangelist Ursula said yesterday, we're happy to hear your voice.
Amen.
Praise God. And believe you me, I am so happy to hear each and every one of you as well. I just thank God for it. I'm looking forward to the lesson, Pastor.
Okay. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to start with Ephesians 2. 6. Now, you should do this whole thing, but I want you to see this and see it for what it's worth and what it means. So we have to reposition in this place. Now remember Hebrews 9:1 said, then verily the first covenant had an ordinance of divine service and a worldly worldly sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
Got to remember that now, that there is a worldly sanctuary. And then Hebrews 8 and 1 says, and 2 says, now the things which we have spoken, this is the true sum. We have such a high priest, which is sit on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. Well, to get a better understanding of this, let's go to Ephesians. I'm going to ask Evangelist Ursula if she'll read Ephesians 2 and 6.
Amen. Hallelujah. 2 and 6. And raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. And from the Message Bible, he took our sin-dead lives and made us alive in Christ. He did all this on his own with no help from us. Then he picked us up and set us down in highest heaven in company with Jesus our Messiah. Amen.
Amen.
Now, remember Colossians 3, 1 through 3, because you read this, but you got to understand this. And have risen up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Well, when did he do that? Colossians 3 and 1 through 3, if you want to read that one for me. Colossians 3, 1 through 3.
Amen. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground. Absorb with the things right in front of you. Look up and be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. Seeing things from his perspective. Your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life, even though invisible to spectators, is God. He is your life. Amen.
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 See, that's when you're repositioning. If you then be risen with Christ. Now, I don't know if you've been risen with Christ. I know. How you know? But if you've been risen with Christ, guess what? You'll seek those things which are above where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. You'll let Christ become your minister of the sanctuary. That's what you begin to do. That's exactly what they're saying. So these are the things that we're going to be sharing. Also, remember, you've been crucified. So if it's real, keep it real all the way through. This is part of your new covenant, brothers and sisters. Ephesians 4, 20 through 25. See, your mind got to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Your mind don't get born again. Let's be clear. Your mind okay. Do not get born again. So, but it has to be renewed, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Galatians 2 and 20 said, we've been crucified with Christ. So if you've been crucified with Christ, then your mind needs to be renewed. This is what we call repositioning into the now, repositioning into Christ, repositioning into his ministry. His ministry. He's the minister of the sanctuary. The one that God built and not man. I got to go back and read that. See, he said that was a worldly sanctuary. So he's talking about the worldly sanctuary. He's talking about the new. Because, see, we don't have no past. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. So if these things are new, the new creation don't have an old past. It doesn't have one. It died. It got crucified. But anyway, in Ephesians 4, 20 through 21, I mean 25, I'm sorry. That's Ephesians 4, 20 through 25.
Amen. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have not been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man which created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Turn the Message Bible. But that's no life for you. You've learned Christ. My assumption is that you have paid careful attention to him, been well instructed in the truth precisely as we have it in Jesus. Since then, we do not have the excuse of ignorance. I do mean everything, or ignorance everything. I do mean everything, I'm sorry. Connected with that old way of life has to go. It's rotten through and through. Get rid of it. And then take on an entirely new way of life, a God-fashioned life, a life renewed from the inside and working itself into your conduct as God accurately reproduces his character in you. What this adds up to, then, is this. No more lies, no more pretense. Tell your neighbor the truth. In Christ's body, we're all connected to each other. All. When you lie to others, you end up lying to yourself. Amen.
Yeah. So he's telling us not to walk as Gentiles, and oh, by the way, thank you for reading. He's telling us not to walk as mere men, not to walk as Gentile walk in the vanity of their mind.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised how many people are actually walking in the vanity of their mind. They think it, they assume it, but it's all vanity and vacation of the spirit. So Satan want to hold you mentally and don't ever want you to get positioned where you're supposed to be. See, that's the old way. The Gentile way. So when he make mention of this, he's telling us that our understanding, if we're walking like that, that our understanding is darkened, being alienated from the life of God through ignorance, that in that because of the blindness of their heart. See, they spirit, and I want you all to see this, man. You know, I know you love the Lord because you're telling me that, and before, you need to know that. And here's how you know that. He says, if you love me, you're going to keep my word. That's how you determine if you love God. Because if his word tells you to do something, you'll do it. Listen, brother, 1 Corinthians and 6:19 ain't no lie. 1 Corinthians 3, it says that we are his temple. God want to live in us. And he wants to live in him. He wants us to be taught by him. Not man. The Spirit of God got something to share with you. And I don't know who I'm talking to, but God wants you to operate in the new sanctuary. You know why? You're a new creation. That means you need to reposition yourself in Christ. Reposition yourself in Christ. How you do that? By renewing of your mind. Why do you think Romans 12, 1 and 2 tells us there's an urgency here? It's an urgency here that you go ahead on and do this. Stop playing with it. Stop shucking and jiving. Do it. Christ is waiting for you to be part of his sanctuary. That's somewhere God, he want to meet you there. I told y'all the other day, well, yesterday, last week, about he wants to fellowship. He really wants a fellowship so you can see the relationship that he created for us. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. For God got, well, once you enter into this sanctuary, then you began to see. You began to hear. Then you become partakers of a divine nature. You have a nature out there. Some people haven't even tapped into it. They've been so earthly minded with everything. All their thoughts have come from what they can see, feel, touch, hear, from the five senses. You got to get beyond that and operate where God wants you to operate. I like to call it the fourth dimension in the spirit of God. Operate there. Become who you are. You are a new creature. You are a spiritual creature now. You're no longer, yeah, you are in the flesh. So let me be clear, because I don't want nobody to come up with no real stupid stuff. You are a spirit being having human experience. Before you was human, having spiritual experiences. See, it's a big difference. But when you know that you've been born again, hey, your spirit can join Christ now. You become one with Christ. He did his part. Death have no more power over you. In other words, the world way of doing things has no more power over you. And you are free. You're free to reposition. That's why it says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Why do your mind have to be renewed? Well, I'm glad you asked me. Because our minds were so earthly. That's how we think. Everything is kind of based and predicated on earthly stuff. Well, see, we repositioning out of that. But, well, read Romans 12, 1 and 2. Then I can maybe explain my point.
Man.
Amen. Hallelujah. Romans 1, 2.
1 and 2.
Of Paul and bond servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God, which he promised before through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Romans 1 and 2.
No, Romans 12, 1 and 2. I apologize. Romans 12, 1 and 2.
Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, if they place your life before God. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you. Please respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. Amen.
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 Amen. See, we've been made. A lot of time I say you, and I'm not talking about anybody particular. We. We've been made, because he said us. We've been made. I used to like what my grandmama used to say. She would say us's and we's's, and y'all don't know nothing about that, but anyway, that's country stuff. But it included everybody. So
yeah.
Made us, he said he made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, what, you got to read the whole chapter of Ephesians 2. So you can see, when you got born again, you was made to come to the heavenly sanctuary. I didn't know that. Until the Holy Ghost showed me. He said, you made to be up here now. This your seat up here.
Thank you, Lord.
I went, wow. Yeah, see, I've been living beneath what God called me. You know why? Because my mind hadn't been renewed. There's an urgency here. And he says, using the mercies of God. That you'll present your body a living sacrifice. You know, I'm going to stop right there, and we're going to take a couple minutes. Anybody like to have anything to say? And we'll pick it up on Romans 12, 1 and 2. We'll pick it up because there's so much in that I need to unpack. There's a lot of things that have to take place there. Responsibility you have right there. You have responsibility there. God won't do that for you. Stop thinking, oh, God gonna do it. And stop selling for any and everything. That's the world way. Get tuned in to the word of God in his way. I was telling somebody just yesterday, see, when the Holy Spirit started revealing things to you, you began to see things a little different. Because I used to think, well, it's good, and if it's good, there's nothing wrong with it. God said, I didn't say that. I said, yeah, Lord, ain't nothing wrong with it. It's good. So then he took me back to Genesis, and he showed me. He said that tree was good and evil was on it. He said, I knew good was on it. And evil was on it. He said, but I told you not to eat of it. I understand it's good stuff. I know it's good. Then he gave me a little lesson about what he told his soldiers after they one battle. Well, should we leave this good spoil there? Got to leave it. See, God ain't about that good stuff that our mind tells us. That's why your mind has to be renewed on the word of God. And say, okay, Lord, whatever you say. He says good. God said, I didn't say that. He said the tree was good and evil. But don't eat it, period. You know why? Because he got something better for us. He got a better covenant built on better promises. That's why this is so important. But anyway, anyone have any comments? If there's something you need to say, press 1. Press 1, and we'll let you in. And whatever you need to. Any questions? Because I know sometimes we all we own and we forget about some of these things. And so I want to make sure every day we allow a little time for us to discuss something that we talked about that day.
Amen. So I like to read Ephesians 2:1-6, Pastor, from the King James. And it says, and you have he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our compensation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And then verse 7 says that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. So, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Okay.
You're welcome, Pastor. That's what I was getting out of what you were saying in our lesson today. It's okay. Just, you know,
we'll touch on that tomorrow as well.
Okay.
Because you got to take your place. Listen, brother, sister, anybody going to take you by the hand? God said, I ain't doing it no more. There was a time he would lead us by the hand. Okay, Lord. God said, I ain't doing it no more. I'm putting my law in your heart, in your spirit, and you're going to have to adapt. It's going to be your responsibility. And we may touch on that tomorrow as well, because we have a lot of responsibility when you're doing. And just don't, see, when people read these scriptures, a lot of times they only reason from the flesh perspective. They don't see it from the spiritual. So that's why it's important that we go over this stuff. Okay, if nothing else, we're going to see you all on tomorrow.